Progress Test 4.
If you want to be a writer, there's only one way to start. Just get on and do it. I used to be a teacher, but I'd always wanted to be a published writer, so I sent in a collection of poems to a magazine. It wasn't accepted, but the same magazine asked me to write a short story for them, and that was published. I wrote a few more that were well received, then decided I'd like to try something more ambitious. I didn't have the confidence to tackle such a project without help, and I joined a writing class, run by a successful author. He taught us how to construct plots and create characters, which was very useful. He mainly wrote crime novels, and although I'm not really keen on that sort of thing, I adore travel books, so I thought I'd set a novel somewhere overseas. Then I heard about an award called the New Writer's Trophy, which was a competition for the first 15,000 words of a novel, and the prize was a little silver fox. I really wanted it, so I wrote the beginning of a novel called Going Away and won the prize. I finished Going Away and immediately started on the next novel, also about travel. People say, clever you choosing subjects that involve travelling. It must be like going on holiday. But it isn't, of course. You have to carry out a tremendous amount of research, and that can be hard work, very time-consuming. And when I'm abroad, it always takes longer than at home because of the language and culture differences. I wrote my first novel in 15 months. It all came tumbling out because it took place on an island I knew well. The next one still only took just under 18 months because I set the story in another favourite place. After that, I was on unfamiliar territory, but I felt free to explore places and ideas that were new to me. One book, called The Power of Light, was set in Southeast Asia and took 3 years to write. I spent many hours reading in libraries and took 2 trips out there as well. Anyway, here are my top tips for new authors. First, when you send in your manuscript to publishers, include an interesting letter with it. It should be serious but not pushy, but with a different sort of style which will make you stand out. Publishers are always looking for writers that have something out of the ordinary about the way they write. If you get stuck, don't be shy to ask for help from experts, but be professional about it. Enclose details about yourself and what you're doing, together with an idea of what you want. Good luck! And remember, what you'll need is patience and especially perseverance.